If you're going to deliver 5 babies at once, Dr. Steve Bloom says it helps to have a little space to maneuver.
Today we are hampered by a very small physical footprint. The biggest operating room that we have currently at Parkland for labor and delivery is a third of the size of what's over here.
The babies might not mind being crowded, but the doctors do. Bloom is professor and chairman of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at UT Southwestern Medical Center. Today, he's showing off the largest obstetrics operating suite. It's 650 square feet.
The room was designed with careful attention to having zones with particular airflows and considerations for the different patients that are cared for in a room like this.
See, the mother and the baby need different things, even different temperatures.
One wants to make sure that the newborn baby is kept warm after birth. That's an important fundamental part of taking care of the baby. At the same time, you don't want to bake the mother and the surgeons and everybody else.
So on the baby side of the room, there are radiant heat panels in the high ceiling. It's cooler in the middle of the room at the operating table. Above, bright lights with a special feature hover like satellites.
So there's actually a camera in the main light, right in the center of the main light.
Nurse Linda Castleman is clinical liaison for women and infant specialty health. She says the cameras help medical students learn how to handle complicated high-risk births.
And so we'll be able to send those videos live to those conference rooms for actual live teaching.
A sort of modern-day twist on the old-school operating theaters. The operating suite is also zoned in the sense that the front of the room is isolated from the back, separate entrances and exits to prevent contamination and infections. The back exit leads to a large hallway for staff.
So we limit the amount of traffic in the actual rooms to have a main clean core or a sterile core where all of the supplies would come up, the case carts for the procedures, the sterile equipment.
Now, if newborns aren't doing well and need to be transferred to intensive care, they go upstairs to one of 96 private rooms. Jennifer Hill is director of the neonatal intensive care unit.
So as you can see, this is a nice space here for one patient, which is what we're very excited to move to. Currently, in our current space, we have about 10 patients in one room with all of their equipment.
And now, 10 patients in one room?
Yes. It's a pod, but it is very crowded.
Hill says private rooms are an important luxury because they allow for more family time and for moms to be more active in baby's care. Another healthy luxury? Windows. Unlike in the old building, each neonatal ICU room has some natural light.
That is one thing that some of our moms have said when they visited later, is that the baby has their nights and days mixed up. And so this will help regulate their bodies as well.
And will hopefully make the stay for families a little less stressful. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.